EU scrambles for US fuel amid jet fuel shortage. The European Union is facing a critical situation as it struggles to secure its jet fuel supply due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. The region's depleting reserves have left EU countries scrambling for alternative sources of fuel, with the United States and Africa emerging as potential alternatives. This shortage has significant implications for the global aviation industry, which relies heavily on a stable supply chain. With the EU's jet fuel reserves estimated to last only 6 weeks, airlines are preparing for potential fuel rationing and flight cancellations. The Middle East's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has severely impacted fuel supply to the EU, forcing countries to diversify their sources. As a result, the European Union is now looking to increase its imports from nations such as the United States. Data suggests that the EU imports around 30-40% of its overall jet fuel, with half of these imports originating from the Middle Eastern region. However, due to the complexities of the conflict, these supplies are now in jeopardy. The airlines have begun preparing for potential fuel rationing, as they are aware that they might have to start canceling flights starting the end of May if a viable alternative source is not found and the countries run out of jet fuel. In an effort to mitigate this shortage, the EU has started discussing ways to increase its jet fuel imports from the US and Nigeria. However, these discussions are still in their early stages, and no final agreements have been reached yet. The meeting between EU countries next week will see discussion on increasing jet fuel imports from the US and even Nigeria. SAF and synthetic fuels are also on the agenda, with a focus on self-sufficiency and building resilience using sustainable aviation fuels. While SAF and synthetic fuel do play a role in the long-term decarbonization of the aviation industry, some airlines have been calling for the suspension of ETS and SAF allowances. However, this is not a position shared by the EU, which believes that an exemption from these programs is not justified. The introduction of a mapping system across the EU to evaluate oil refining capabilities is also on the agenda, ensuring that their capabilities are maximized and providing a more efficient supply chain.